Item 7 is a subdivision and rezoning at Sage Creek Phase 7, north and east of Edward Turner, east of Hydro Lines, north of Dragonfly, south future Bishop Grandin to east city limit under file DASZ 30 of 2012.
Would the applicant for this application please come down? Welcome.
Good evening. Hi, Eric Vogan.
For the record.
Dr. David Friesen Drive, Moloch office.
Please give us an overview of this one, Eric.
We're now in applying here for the seventh phase of Sage Creek. I have master plans, if I can hand them to Visa, and you can all have a copy of them. I think we gave six, maybe a short one. At this to this point, including phase six, we have approved and constructed lots for 1,285 single family homes, plus multifamily sites. This will bring another 465 single family homes approximately into the area. Construction is moving along well, following our lead. We have over 1,000 homes occupied in Sage Creek at this point. As I'm sure you're all very familiar, we have a detailed administrative report accompanying this application. And with regard to Schedule B in that report, we have several items where we've conferred with the administration and have offered a draft solution. These issues include cul-de-sac length on Diamond Dust Drive. We are stipulating that we will make no more than 24 lots on that cul-de-sac, and I believe that will keep the Public Works concerns at bay. With regard to walkways, the report or our amendment to that report would include, this is for walkways between streets, that we include a sidewalk, sod the adjacent right-of-way beside that one-and-a-half-meter sidewalk, install our own fence with subdivision subdivision caveat requiring maintenance as built, and further amendments to fencing. With regards to sidewalks generally, we have one stretch of small stretch of street which is 22 meters in width between what we know now as Fireweed Drive and Edward Turner. This short stretch will be 22 meters, but we'll only have sidewalk on one side. If we have our way, we would like to have driveways on the other side for this short stretch. Further, we are hoping that the committee will consider renaming or our revised request to rename the street, which we named Firewood in the application, as John Pelland Road. John Pelland, I understand, or his family has made a request for a name change, or that name to be added to the street reserve list. Good. We've known him as a good site man for at least two engineering companies. He's been around a long time, and he's put a lot of roads in, so I think this is worthy. We would also like to ask, and it is within this memo, that sidewalks not be constructed at the same time as roads. We will stick to our previous commitments to ensure that those sidewalks are in a timely fashion, but not so early as to be damaged by adjacent construction. With regard to Plessy, there is a requirement for a minimum setback on Plessy here, but in previous applications we have provided sound attenuation information that has given the administration comfort that that is not required. We've also been asked to install an information sign within the planned area. We do have an information sign at the entrance to the community. We're asking that that be sufficient. And finally, that there's a private approach requirement or a requirement for no private approaches within this small portion of Diamond Dust Drive between John Fallon Road and Edward Turner Drive. We would ask that private approaches be approved for lots on that short stretch. Now, these items, as I mentioned, we have conferred with the administration with this list, and generally, I believe we've had a tentative agreement with the administration on that. It's up to your approval.
Kim is giving us the nod that the administration are...
Counselor, we concur with all of those items mentioned. I'm sure there will be one more item coming up that will require further discussion.
Okay.
And we thank the administration for getting this information on a timely basis, so we were able to deal with many of these details ahead of time. The issue that I'd like to spend some time talking about is the future right-of-way for Bishop Grandin. We've handed you a master plan of Sage Creek, and you will note on the north side of Sage Creek is a provision for a right-of-way in Bishop Grandin, which stretches now from, or will stretch from Lajoie Dieppe Boulevard east to the city limits of Plessy. This is the first portion of Bishop Grandin right-of-way, which will be granted by a developer. All other portions were originally acquired by the city in advance of development, and the only contribution by developers was minor widenings and intersection improvements. And I'm talking about right-of-way here. There's also been other work done at intersections, of course, in terms of pavements and whatnot. But this is a big step, and the reason it's big is that this is a large piece of land. We're talking like from Lajoie-Dieppe Boulevard to Plessy. This is an area of about 30 acres. To put it in perspective, most of the River Point development that we did in St. Vitale would fit within a 30-acre area here. It's a big ask. The report or the administration report would ask that we provide this at no cost to the city without any compensation at all. We would like to stress that there is an equity issue here. The development agreement parameters provide for some compensation to developers where there's more land being sought than they should justly provide. We would like to have that considered, and I'll get to that in a minute. And we also recognize that to the north there's a hydro right-of-way. Further west on Bishop Grandin Boulevard, there is a hydro right-of-way immediately north. It is also a 200-foot right-of-way adjacent to the old Bishop Grandin right-of-way, a 60-meter right-of-way. It's evident that some portions of that right-of-way were incorporated into Bishop Grandin Boulevard in previous phases.
But do hydro know that?
Pardon me?
Do hydro know that?
Well, I think that there's a point here. We are generally asked to provide right of way for boundary roads, and we accept our responsibility. And indeed, because there is a hydro right of way and there are towers on that right of way, we don't expect to get away with any sort of skinny deal. We had originally expected to provide a good piece of right of way. As you can see from our master plan, which was drawn well and established, or well prior to this, the tipping point came when we heard the administration said it's not enough what we're proposing. To put the matter in real perspective, we are being asked to provide pavement, sidewalk, and whatnot. 1 meter of pavement, or one lane of pavement, 4 meters of pavement, which is a usual requirement. Yet we're being asked to provide right of way for a 6-lane expressway. So it's a big ask. The ways that we would expect equity to be observed would include the city stepping in as a responsible party, a payback perhaps, a recovery from development to the north of the Dawson Trail area, which would of course have to get through the hydro land in order to access Bishop Grandin. Another issue here is that we're not certain as to the intergovernmental plans for moving Bishop Grandin east of our own planned intersection with Bishop Grandin. I would suggest that at some future point the province would step in to handle the intergovernmental responsibility of putting a major expressway connection into Fermor Avenue. And I think it's important for us to bring it up at this point. The other issue I'd like to bring up is one of efficiency. We have, as I mentioned, always been prepared to provide a matter of right-of-way. However, the increase in right-of-way, of course, impacts our own yield because we're pushed further south into our development. And, of course, that makes every street shorter and has a significant negative impact on yield. Were we to regain that right-of-way and perhaps that right-of-way to come, some more amount to come from the hydro right-of-way, we could indeed put that land to effective use in terms of homes. We're talking within within the piece here from the future intersection with Boulevard des Yvelines or the hydro right-of-way east of Plessy. I think we're talking about land that would be the equivalent of about 15 homes. So there's an efficiency element there that I would ask the city to consider. So as a result of all this blither, I do not ask for a quick decision, but I would ask that you consider an amended clause asking that we transfer to the city land and legally open land property required for a right-of-way of a width to be determined as a result of discussions with Public Works, and that we negotiate on the basis of existing development agreement parameters to establish equity and promote efficiency in the size of that right of way.
Okay, thank you, Eric. We have a question, Councillor Swandell.
Eric, can you tell me what if you go to the west? On the other side of Lage Maudier, along Bishop Grandin, how the lands there were acquired? Do you have any?
The original right of way there was, as we look back at drawings, apparently about 68 meters, including whatever they took from a hydro right of way. At that time, there was also, I think I understand from Kim, that perhaps would have been Winnipeg Hydro, perhaps not Manitoba Hydro. We're not sure which hydro it was or how friendly they were, but part of that was. Was included because the north side is closer to the hydro lines than it would be here.
We don't know from the Island Lakes development what came.
Again, there was a difference in the hydro in the Island Lakes development. The entire berm issue was added to the right of way, and property lines in Island Lakes are well behind the berm, whereas we're taking the property line through the berm. Homeowners here will have half the berm on their property, whereas Island Lakes owners had their backyard fence plus the berm and
that,
public
that aside, was there a taking for right-of-way from the Island Lakes development?
For intersections, yes. And for,
just
and
for intersections?
Berm, and for berm.
For berm, but not for the roadway?
No.
Nothing was taken for the roadway?
Not to our understanding.
Okay. Councillor Mays?
Two questions. All of what we see here is Councillor Van Dahl's ward, except where the N is indicating the north signal, the north direction, which is my ward down below the perimeter. I have that bit of Plessy. Is there a future phase to go there, or is what we're seeing the extent of the development? At least in the southerly direction.
I'm going to have to catch up with you. I'm yakking away without my own master plan.
He's essentially talking about the land south of the perimeter.
South of the perimeter? Yeah, okay, I'm catching now, yes.
Is that any future, is Sage Creek slated to move south of the perimeter in a future phase?
No, the limit of our area secondary plan for Sage Creek would be the perimeter itself.
Okay, and you're boxed on the east by Plessy is the...
The city boundary is Plessy to the east, correct, yes.
Okay, and the... Given the difficulties we've run into on schools and some other places, just want to make sure that whatever we're looking at today doesn't adversely impact. You've got the school site. It's clearly laid out there. None of what we're doing today
is... This is a bit of a sneak peek. We'll be here for this next month.
On the school?
Yes.
I'll save my blither until then.
All right. So, Eric, under... Clause A1 of the ACG report, you're suggesting it be amended to take away the 70-meter right-of-way, the succinct 70-meter description and add a clause whereby the city would negotiate a fair market price.
Well, I think what I wanted is even open it more broadly than that. I would basically look for administration to work with us and come up with an equitable solution that would add
some efficiency. Let me go to our admin to comment on what Mr. Vogan is suggesting.
Just for clarity, request from the Public Works Department is for 70-meter width of right-of-way. To the west of this development, along Island Lakes, the narrowest point is 68.5 meters. And then I guess there's the berm area beyond that. So
where did that right-of-way come from? Did some of it come from the hydro?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
And the developer in his master plan and in his submissions related to the application showed a 60-meter right-of-way. So there's a 10-meter right-of-way difference. I could suggest that the city purchase that 10 meters at our standard development agreement rates, and then we move forward with leave that for your consideration.
Okay, so you're suggesting the city could purchase the difference, the 10 meters, yeah, based on rates that are set by
the
development
current,
agreement parameters?
The current rate is $40,000 per acre.
Okay.
I would also offer the information that we, in our review of the right-of-way to the west, that extra width was apparently or did result in a narrower hydro right-of-way. So it was apparent that the width they got of 68.5 meters was partially gained by a taking from the hydro right-of-way. And also, in our experience, we have found that that between the city and hydro, lands necessary for roadways were exchanged without cost. Just recently, the city gave Manitoba Hydro a piece of John Bruce Road at no cost, reflecting this agreement. So the idea that the city would have to pay us for an extra taking could be totally avoided by perhaps dealing with hydro and finding that the extra right-of-way is available there and us gaining from the efficiency gained.
Okay. Okay, that's interesting.
Nice save.
Kim, do you want to comment on that?
Just one minor comment. I'm looking at the master plan, Councillor, and I've confirmed this looking at our city aerial photos. There are a line of pretty significant hydro infrastructure pretty close to that Bishop Grandin right-of-way extension there. So I without a sort of a field check, I don't know what the reality of a hydro taking might be,
yeah,
because of the proximity of
Yeah, it's true, and I'm ready to talk about that. It's, you know. Yeah. But if it comes down to needing more and you want us to provide lands for a six-lane expressway, we're here to help.
Okay. Eric, in looking at the map, there's a little sliver all the way down of PR1 land.
Along Bishop Grandin.
Yeah.
That is a taking for sound attenuation berm. So
berm,
that's another,
okay,
that's another 10 meters that's effectively right of way.
So the fence is going to go on top of the berm.
That's
what
correct.
Sort of fence will it be?
It will be. Lynn hasn't told me, but I would expect that we would either do wood or lilac. Is there a requirement in the development agreement for us to do 2 meter? Wood fence,
but this is all described in the development agreement.
Yeah, we're required to install a 2 meter wood fence. Although
okay,
I am partial to the lilac that is along Bishop Grandin at Royalwood.
Okay, and according to the report, 1% of the area will be parkland, which is less than what's necessary. But in the overall plan, the dedication evens out.
Correct. This area only has one lake in it and a trail which connects up with other lakes to get to the major pieces of park within the area.
Okay. Yeah. So, it's pretty the school issue we'll look at next month. Okay. So, Kim, The only issue to be decided is the, you know what, there's other people registered in opposition, so I'm going to, if there's no more questions for Eric, we'll ask him to stand down, we'll go through the list of people registered, and we'll come back. Okay. In support, Eric Vogan. In support, Jeff Pratt. That's yourself. In support, Lynn Jones. Okay. And in opposition is Trevor and Jennifer Hay.
Not you? You're not Trevor?
No, there's nobody else here, so the person who registered in opposition is not here. He's you converted him, or them.
It happens.
Yes. Will you please come back, Eric Vogan?
Here I am.
Are we sure that person's gone? Didn't just go to the wash?
I don't know. He's definitely not here.
Jeez, we drive him away now. Right on.
So let me try to summarize. You're suggesting we remove the 70 meters, we work this through our administration on what's necessary with a provision for purchase according to the land value section of the development agreement parameters. Kim, the 70 meters, is that, I mean, there's got to be a standard for the sorts of roads that Bishop Grandin is. Is it 70 meters, is it 60 meters, or is it 90 meters?
During all I can say, Councillor, during this past week that this has come up, I know Public Works have had Roy Hartman has consulted internally with the geometric specialists within his department and keeps coming back with 70 meters as a requirement.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That wasn't the requirement further down
for the same roadway. When I look at it, I can tell it's not the requirement.
For further west, you mean?
Yeah.
I'm not a regional transportation expert.
Well, the Royalwood subdivision should have had the taking for Bishop Grandin, the Island Lake subdivision.
Well, Bishop Grandin was in the was in use long before those subdivisions showed up.
It carried all the way through.
Yes, mm-hmm. Sir. I can attest to that.
So was it expropriated then? That's how those sections were created?
I don't
know. We don't know?
No one has that history here.
Yeah, we're certainly not here to seek expropriation. I don't want to be, yeah. No, and we're not golden.
No, I'm not saying, I'm just trying to figure out how the right-of-way came about. It appears to be, less, it appears to be 60 meters, not 70 meters.
Well, but again, the hydro issue makes things cloudier.
Yeah, it does. Okay, now, if I'm purchasing a property on right next to the Bishop Extension, where whenever that gets constructed, how far is my house from the actual road? And I know that was in one of the recommendations. Can you help me out with that, Robert or sure. Eric?
Well, ours, for Bishop Grandin, we don't actually have a specific setback, but they do have to meet the noise standard that Public Works is looking for. So it kind of depends on the construction of the berm.
So why would there be a specific setback on Plessy, which is a road that's a lot less busy, 16 meters, and none on Bishop?
It's the noise attenuation, not building a berm is the difference.
Not building a berm.
Yeah, because that's the way they can address it and perhaps have a smaller setback. So we're leaving it open in the one instance for the Bishop Grandin part, saying, you know, anticipating there's a broom here. If you meet that setback, then we'll, if you meet the noise regulation for a setback, then you can just do it accordingly. We won't put a specific number on it.
Okay, so there's no berm on Plessy Road, which is a lot less busy, though. And you have to be 16 meters back, and there's no set.
Well, we've asked that be reviewed because we have done sound attenuation work on Plessy that showed that was not necessary.
And so if I'm purchasing a home that's going to back onto Bishop Grandin, how far will I be from the road?
You will have a rear yard of some distance, perhaps 35 feet. I'm not too sure what that would be because we haven't got that work done yet, but there will also be, from the right-of-way proper, a berm area of approximately 10 meters and an area of about 15 meters, I believe, between that sound attenuation berm and the right-of-way or the road itself.
The berm
so
is
it's, 10? Yeah, it's a good... It's a good 100 feet away from the property line.
It's a 10-meter berm?
Oh, no, sorry. Well, the 10-meter in width, yeah. It'll be two meters in height, meter and a half, meter and a half to 2 meters in height.
I saw 2 meters.
Well, the footprint. Right. Okay.
1.5 meters.
Okay, any other questions?
No.
We do have a proposed solution there for...
But for our approval today, I don't know how you word it.
Well,
I'm willing to throw myself into the pit of Public Works to find out what they will do with me.
Remind me, the proposed solution, is that the...
Well, we have a package of amendments that that Kim has gone through, and then there's this one issue.
I think every amendment is fine, save for the Bishop Grandin. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but...
Well, if it were to go the way I suggested, then we could say the developer shall transfer to the city and legally open property required for a 70-meter right-of-way for Bishop Grandin Boulevard along the full length of the planned area abutting Bishop Grandin Boulevard. And the city shall purchase 10 meters in width of the right-of-way provision according to the land value section of the development agreement parameters.
Why don't you just say 70 meters or as negotiated to the satisfaction of? Because as soon as you start saying acquire it, then I think it takes Eric's suggestion off the table, where they would rather play in the world of gaining the space. Than given than acquiring the 40,000 an acre.
Just a suggestion, Councillor.
What's that?
It's just a suggestion. It's here.
Yeah, no, just. But doesn't that work? Like, I mean, if you're saying you're willing to negotiate on the $40,000 an acre, wouldn't you be also willing to negotiate if they can, if you can find the land from Hydro at no cost?
So, what was your suggestion, Councillor?
Well, just that after it says taking 70 meters, to say that or equivalent to the acceptance of the director of public works or something to that effect. I don't know, Eric.
It's an item that
we want to leave it open.
You know, it's obvious we can't figure this out tonight, but I think over the next several weeks we could certainly do
something. My suggested language would be or as negotiated to the satisfaction of the director of public works.
Okay, I got it.
Including but not limited to acquiring at $40,000 an acre.
Are there any other questions?
No.
Okay. Councillor Swanton, you want me to take the chair?
Go ahead.
Let me just get teed up here.
Well, like there's no variance coming with the subdivision and rezoning. There's something wrong. You guys must be doing
your
job.
Well, we can't bring up the variance as necessary for the lakes until later for some reason. We'll be back.